This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, today we're going to be talking about addiction. We're going to be talking about addiction that many of us don't ever talk about. We're going to talk about an addiction that I've probably been suffering from for a while, and you might have been too. We're going to be talking about the addiction to your smartphone. Are you addicted to your phone? And today we're going to be discussing the signs and symptoms of cell phone addiction, what you need to know about cell phone addiction, and a lot of the things that we don't know. We actually don't know that this actually causes us some mental issues. It causes us physical issues, right? It causes us psychological issues. It causes effects of all. We don't realize that. Yes, I think many of us are addicted to our cell phones, but we don't realize it. I've realized recently that, you know, you can work a good 14-hour day and you can turn around and you can leave the office at 9:30 at night and you're still answering texts and messages. And I've realized, I thought that was productivity, but I'm starting to realize what it is. It's addiction. Later on, we're going to be talking more about the signs and symptoms. We're going to be talking about the signs and symptoms of addiction to your phone and how it relates to romantic relationships and how it can take you out of your marriage, the relationship with your husband, wife, that sort of thing, with your spouse, your girlfriend or boyfriend. We're going to be talking about how the perception of it and the perspective of being addicted to your cell phone addiction with Reggie Harvey. Reggie's going to be giving his perspective on the signs and symptoms of cell phone addiction. Arnold Smith is going to be giving his perspective from a romantic relationship perspective about how we put everything on the back burner, like how we can even be out with our loved one, and what's happening, we're all on the phone. I don't know about you, but it's interesting how you can go into a restaurant, and the more romantic relationship, romantic relationships and the romantic restaurants, you'll see people on the phone, both of them texting back and forth. And I don't think they're texting to each other, okay? I remember I was on a vacation recently, and I saw, well, probably about a year ago, and I saw a couple, and they were both on their iPads, and they both had their phones out. And it was interesting to watch because they never really talked to each other, and I watched them for about a good solid hour. I know that sounds weird, but, I mean, they were right in my line of sight. It wasn't like I was just watching them like some weird person, but I was watching them, and they never once talked to each other. They never even once made a comment about the food or the drink or the atmosphere. They literally were watching their technology the whole time, okay? And that is what's happening to society. Think about going to a birthday party and the birthday girl sitting at the table. And everybody's hanging out going, we wish you happy birthday, woo! And she's over there looking at her Facebook feed. That's what we're doing nowadays, right? It's like, well, I wish you were here, but they don't even care about the people that are there. Because it doesn't really matter because they wish the other people were there. But then if the other people were there, they wish there were other people there. And so the technology, even though it can be helpful for us, can be a problematic situation. The Pew Research Center, 67% of smartphone owners have admitted to checking their phone for calls and messages when their phone doesn't vibrate or ring. Wow. This is a major sign of cell phone dependence. And it's to serve us as warnings to all smartphone owners. And, you know, it's interesting because a lot of us talk about the DSM-5, right? We talk about the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. But smartphone addiction is not yet in there. It's not there yet. It will be. But they actually kind of classify it as a gambling addiction. Okay, so that's one of the things that we have to think about. It's kind of the same thing as a gambling addiction. But it's interesting how people check their phones when it's not even ringing. Okay, and I act like I'm, like, looking at people from, like, a laboratory response. I do this. Okay, like, I'll be at work, and I'll check my phone, right? Or it'll be in your pocket, and nothing's happening. There's no ring, there's no vibrate. But you're checking it. And even some people have phantom vibrations. Phantom vibrations where they actually feel the vibration, but it's not there. That's crazy. I mean, think about that. I'll tell you one thing that's interesting. I've had clients recently who actually wake up in the middle of their night hearing their ringtone. It's not on. It's not on. Very interesting. So this stuff's being ingrained into our brain. And so let's begin to talk about these symptoms real quick, and then I want to begin to hear some other perspective on this. At least four of the following signs and symptoms are thought to comprise criteria for cell phone addiction. Okay? So you have to have four out of the ones I'm going to list real quick, because otherwise you don't have a full-on addiction. You just have like a slight addiction. You're in the gray area, we might say. Not horrible, but gray area. Is the first one is you need to use your cell phone even more. And you need to use it more and more often to get and achieve the same desired results. Think about that. More and more often to achieve the same results. It's like doing more of a drug, right? It's like, well, I did this much last time and I got high. And now I try to do this much again and I still don't feel the same way. So I got to do more. Okay, so do you see how it's kind of the same thing as addiction? Like if you're smoking weed and you don't get high, but then you have to smoke more, and you have to keep, you know, you have to keep increasing the amount of drug that you're using to get that same feeling. This is what I'm talking about here. You got to use the cell phone more and more. You're on there longer. You're spending more hours on there. Also, one of the things that's a good sign is that there's persistent failed attempts to use the cell phone less. How many of you have been out there and you're actually trying to not use the cell phone? Okay, you're trying. It's like you're trying to not smoke the weed. It's the same type of thing. You're trying not to drink that drink. You're like, I'm just not going to do it today, as you white-knuckle that cell phone. And it's interesting because a lot of us are trying really hard, but we're just not doing. Okay? Because it's hard to break that habit. It's like you might go on a simple walk to walk the dog, but you got that cell phone. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need to have the phone sometimes for safety. I'm not saying you're walking the dog at midnight. Dog has to go to the bathroom. Yes, you should probably carry your cell phone. But I'm talking, it's 8 a.m. in the morning. There's 50 people outside. You're walking the dog to go to the restroom and to come back in. You probably don't need it. So it's becoming an addiction. Turn on the cell phone when you're experiencing unwanted feelings such as anxiety and depression. Whoa, that's a big one. How many of you have been feeling bad, feeling wonky, feeling like you're not loved, feeling overwhelmed, feeling stressed out, feeling like nobody loves you, feeling like life is overwhelming, and what do? You grab the cell phone. I'll give you a good example. How many of you have been at dinner, and you're hanging out, and everybody's talking, and all of a sudden one person looks at the cell phone, and everybody else does? Because everybody else wants to feel included, too. We all want to feel like somebody else is trying to communicate with us. But one of the biggest things is that we offset anxiety and depression. Because we try to look for a stimulant. I mean, think about it. It's almost like pulling the one-armed bandit at the casino. It's the same type of feeling. You get those sounds, and you get the lights, and you get the colors. Another thing is excessive use characterized by the loss of sense of time. How many of you have actually lost time based on the fact of doing this, of being on the phone, of being on Facebook and looking 3 hours have passed? Text messaging, Snapchat, the list goes on. And another one has put a relationship or job at risk. You know, I don't know if everybody's gone that far, but many of us have had relationship issues where our significant other has said, would you please put down that phone? Do I mean anything to you? For the love of God. Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute because we have to, because these are the signs and symptoms of it. And I don't want you to miss out on these because you might be dealing with these right now. You know, Reggie, when we were talking the other day about smartphone addiction, we quickly talked about that. I think it affects many of us. Let me ask you straight up, does it affect you?
Not that much. I'm sort of old school. Your cell phones are primarily for emergency response and safety planning. And, of course, making phone calls. I don't even remember that there's a camera in my phone. I never did understand why there's a camera in the phone, but everybody else seems to be obsessed with it. I sort of am also an active introvert. I enjoy my private space. So when I choose to interact with the public, then I devote my total conscious attention to the people whom I came out to see.
See, so as you can hear, Reggie's coming from a different perspective here. Okay, so many of us are in Reggie's shoes. I think the majority of you listening to the show right now are probably in the addiction shoes. Because to us, how many of us use it as a camera? Okay, you can raise your hand in your car. How many of you use it as a social network? How many of you use it when you're driving from point A to point B? How many of you make a call all the way from one place to another and you're getting off the phone and you haven't paid attention to anything that you're doing all the way there? So Reggie is one of those folks that actually use this thing as a way of initial communication and then you're off. You're off of it. You're done.
Right. Well, you know, the funny thing is Before I retired, I used to be on the road at 5:30 in the morning going to my office. I was always at my desk by 6. Now, 5:30 in the morning, anybody that knows you knows what you're doing. You're driving to work. Whatever they want to tell you can't be that important. It can wait till you get to work. People would be on the cell phone at 5:30 in the morning. And I was just confounded by that. What in the hell could possibly... Did somebody die? I just never did.
Somebody die.
I never
somebody
did
die? You're calling me at 5 a.m. in the morning. Somebody's got to be dead.
Yeah, really. But it made me wonder whether or not, I don't think it's virtual reality, but if this phenomenon takes people into some other dimension, mentally or psychologically, where it's a little separate from reality or real-time interaction, they get absorbed in it, especially on the road when they're driving.
That's so true, because a lot of people, what happens is we start what? We are not mindful of our own life. Think about it. Mindfulness versus thinking mind, right? The thinking mind keeps us in the mind. We're only thinking about what's happening, what happened last night. For example, what happened with the boss the day before, how we're still angry about what he said to us in front of the team, and we're over there thinking about how our boyfriend ran out and had an argument, how the dog took a poop in the house. All these things are in our mind, and we're on the phone. And the thing is that we're not being mindful of the moment. So, you know, if you're hanging out at dinner with somebody, right? If you're hanging out in the car driving, like being a part of that, if you're doing something, actually doing something and being a part of it instead of basically diluting it. And from what I'm seeing, the more I'm on the phone, the more I'm not even a part of it. I mean, when was the last time you went into a store and you're on the phone and people are trying to say hi to you? You're like, oh, hello, hello, hello. You know, oh, you know, you put it on mute. You do all this thing. But it's almost like you're in another job, in another, like, dimension, right? And you're trying to live through this dimension, but we're really going through the motions. We're not in the moment, living that moment-to-moment life.
And the other thing that I discovered people were doing to fill in that space is constantly checking their social media feeds. I've asked people, what are you doing? And they'll actually say, look at me like I'm crazy because I'm not checking Facebook and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, is that where your the total stimulus you get comes from? You know, other people talking to themselves about stuff you don't even know is going on, but you have to be included in, like you said, included in the conversation. That just freaks me out.
But see, you're one of those people that, you see, that's the thing, is there's only a few percentages, I think. I think the cell phone addiction is taking over the planet. I really do. All over the world. You're one of those people that actually see it as this device that you can use to communicate only when you want. But I actually think that many of us think this is part of, like, our right hand or our left hand, and it's like an appendage connected to our body. I mean, I really do.
I agree. That seems to be the behavior I've observed. But it just seems so foreign to me. You know, if I make the time to invite somebody out to go see them face-to-face, I really want to see them. I really want to spend time with them. I might even, oh, my God, want to touch their hand or pat them on the shoulder or something like that. You know, but if they're absorbed in this nether world or something, why am I there?
Why do
they bother to come out? Especially like the couples you said to sit across the table on their social, on their devices. Like, well, is this supposed to be a romantic date or whatever? I mean, you're not even eating.
But see, that's the thing. So we're going to be talking more about that. We're going to talk more about the addiction to the cell phone, how to know if you have this addiction. We're going to talk more about the symptoms of that, but also the physical effects of addiction that can also play a role, and the psychological effects of addiction. Joining us later on by phone, Arnold Smith, the creator of the Connection app, will be talking about how it impacts our romantic life, our personal life. So we have a lot to talk about, so stay tuned. Whether you're on the side of the fence here with Reggie, where you just use it certain times, or you're on the side of the fence where you have an addiction like me, keep on listening. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about cell phone addiction, the truth about it. Right before the break, we were talking about the symptoms of cell phone addiction, and the one things that I did leave off, because I left a couple, because I think they're really important, we're going to talk about that right now, is that we have literally want the newest and best and newest cell phone. It was funny, we're doing a Facebook Live right now, and a couple people made a comment, Diane and some other folks, about how they wanted the newest cell phone. Okay, they wanted more application. And that normally is another sign. We got to have the newest, greatest, most fastest phone. But another one is withdrawal. Okay, just like a drug, just like gambling or drugs or alcohol, it's a withdrawal. So when we don't have the cell phone and it's unreachable, like let's say we lose our phone, let's say that the network is unreachable. Let's say that we can't get online. Let's think about all those things. What happens with withdrawal? Anger, tension, depression, irritability, and restlessness. When was the last time that you lost your phone and freaked out? When was the last time that your phone actually stopped working because the battery died and you lost it because you didn't have a charger? When was the last time you were on a trip and you had no signal? How did that feel? See, Reggie, you don't feel the pain and the agony and the stress from that. You haven't felt that because, see, I, you know, you can actually have, like, heart palpitations from that kind of stuff where you're like, I can't get online. I can't get a call. I got no bars, man. I got no bars. How does it feel when you have no bars? See, you don't have to worry about that. It doesn't affect you like it does me.
Well, I had a moment recently. I had a Note 4, Galaxy Note 4. I know that's, like, in the last decade. But anyway, it gave me signs for about 6 months that it wanted to retire. And I ignored it, and I ignored it, because I hate changing phones. So I woke up on a Monday morning, and nothing. Talk about no bars, no power, nothing. It was dead. And I thought, I freaked out the first time because the transplant center has that number to get a hold of me in case an organ becomes available.
Right.
So I was like, oh, my gosh, I've got to go out and fight with Sprint to try to get me a new phone. So I've been a customer for like 12 years, and they said, well, we can actually convert you to a Note 9. That's how far back I was.
Wow.
I don't even know how to use the Note 9. It does things. It does things on its own. It's got like a life of its own. Made a relationship with the new phone. And it doesn't scare me or freak me
out.
Sounds
a little like addiction to me, doesn't it, guys?
But I did have a moment, so I can kind of relate. I can empathize.
I mean, but you are... Okay, so the difference thing here is, I mean, I'm just going to point out the obvious. Reggie is waiting on a transplant, guys. I mean, like, you know, if you're waiting on a transplant, it's a totally different deal. You're like, it's not like you're waiting for somebody to tell you, hey, where are we going to the restaurant, and are you going to get a margarita or not? You're not waiting on somebody saying, hey, did you pick up the mail? You're like, man, am I going to get that transplant? Did the hospital call me with this liver? Okay, like, this is a totally different deal. But you still had the feeling. I mean, this is obviously a little bit different for most of us. I mean, most of us are worried about, you know, did the magazine come in, or what about my Amazon? Did my Amazon Prime deliver? Did my delivery come in? I mean, I have 24-hour delivery. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, that's something. So obviously he had the feeling, but it's a little different. We're going to be talking more about that here in just a bit. We're going to be talking more about the use of smartphones, but we're also going to be talking about the impact it has on romantic relationships, right? What happens when we're married? We're in a relationship, or we're with somebody, we're courting somebody, we're loving somebody, we've been with them, we're common law, whatever you want to be. You're common law, you're living together, whatever. You don't have to do the marriage thing. I know some of y'all don't want to do that. It scares you, right? But what happens when it impacts our relationships? What happens when it gets in the way of us finding and connecting and being there with our loved one? What happens when we put that phone between our loved one and we literally have that phone as in between us in bed? Because some of you are sleeping with that phone, by the way. I know some of you put it under your pillow. I know some of you keep it on. I know some of you are still holding it, like, with this death grip. So we're going to be talking about that. Arnold Smith is going to be here on the phone telling us about how we can overcome this, but, you know, the reality of it and how it's getting in the way of our relationships all across the board. So I can't wait. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back. We'll be talking more about addiction and what you can do with your cell phone addiction. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practice.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Search for victims and survivors continues 5 days after Dorian slammed the Bahamas with 185-mile-an-hour winds that obliterated countless homes and entire regions of the island. Officials say over 30 people have been confirmed dead, but that toll is sure to rise as there are still dead bodies floating through the area. Singer and actor Lenny Kravitz, who's currently on tour, is from the Bahamas and had this to say.
Damage has been absolutely massive. I know that we've all been praying for the Bahamas, and that's wonderful, but we can also take action. And so many of you have been reaching out asking what you can do. So these are the first three charities that I've donated to: the National Association of the Bahamas, CORE, and World Central Kitchen.
The Bahamian Health Ministry said helicopters and boats are on the way, but officials continue to warn of delays because of the severe flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Here we are. We're here live, USA Radio Network, and we're having fun talking about addiction to cell phones. If you have a smartphone addiction, you can't miss this. Even if you don't, and you have a friend, a family member, a spouse who has a cell phone addiction, because you could be like Reggie and not have the addiction, but you could be with somebody like me that does. Joining us by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app, and this is an app to help people like bring their relationships closer, to have more romance and love, and to increase that romance and tenderness in a relationship. And I know one thing, Arnold, is that having a cell phone in between each person is not creating any sort of romance, and it's taking us right out of the experience and the moment that we're in. So good to have you here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives.
Thanks, Ashley. It's great to be on, and what a great topic. I have to make a confession because I'm like you. I mean, I run my own business, and the beautiful thing about that is you get some time freedom. But the other side of that is that sometimes you got to be on the phone or doing work when you're with your family or with your partners. And you're right. It can have a serious impact on your relationships if you don't manage it.
It really does. And a lot of us like, okay, yeah, I have my own business. You do too. And it can be a lot of stuff that we have to struggle with. And the thing is that a lot of people don't work on our same timeline. You know, so you and I might get up at 5 a.m. in the morning. We leave the office at 8:30 at night. And the next thing you know, somebody's coming with the information we need or the project or whatever by 10 o'clock at night. And there you are supposed to be having that communication and reading a book. Maybe not reading a book with your lover, but, you know, sitting there watching TV, right? Watching YouTube, doing something. And there you are on that phone. And I know how my husband is. He'll be like, are you going to be on that all night? You just got home. I mean, like, you've been home for 30 minutes. You gonna stay on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing that happens, I mean, you have to really watch for. In a relationship, your partner is always looking for a little bit of attention. You know, they're always making requests for your attention, for some, you know, to be with you. And what can happen is when you're on your phone, if you're like me, I'm completely focused, and I might miss that request from my partner or my kids for my attention. And the thing that we know about relationships, about healthy relationships, is that on average, when your partner asks for your attention or bids for your attention, healthy relationships mean that the vast majority of the time you actually positively respond to that bid for attention. But if you don't, that's like a negative response. And in a healthy relationship, you're going to have an average of 5 positive responses for every 1 negative. Now, think about that in terms of your cell phone use. If you're in the middle of an email or if you're on your phone for a little while, you might create that negative response. You might miss that a bit for attention. And now you've got to work 5 times harder just to get back to status quo because you've got that tiny little snub of your partner, or a sub, as they say.
Exactly. And see, that's the thing, is that I'm just letting some folks know here on Facebook Live that you otherwise we normally would have it where everybody could hear all this stuff. You know, the thing is that you're right, and we don't realize how this actual activity can impact our relationships, but also how it takes us out of being mindful, because I think that it causes a lot of anxiety. I think it causes a lot of anxiety. I think it causes problems sleeping. I think it causes us to diminish our ability to concentrate. I mean, these are scientific facts here about the addiction to cell phones. You know what I'm saying? But I also think, don't you think, Arnold, that it makes us more self-absorbed? And it's almost like, it's kind of like everybody's around us, but we're really not creating those relationships. We're kind of going through the motions, but we're really not doing anything.
Oh, it's so true. And, you know, I mean, it's a real big challenge for our society because the reality is our phone isn't going away. I mean, I like using my phone. It makes my life easier, being able to check things on the fly, send messages. I would not be able to run my business without my phone. You know, it's like the remote control for our lives. But at the same time, so this isn't changing anytime soon. There's only going to be better apps. There's only going to be better ways to make our lives easier. So we have to figure out ways to manage our use of the phone so it doesn't negatively impact our relationships. And I'll share one of them that, for me, that really makes a big difference. And it's, you know, when you're on the phone, it's just simply say to whoever you're with, doesn't matter if it's your partner, your kids, you know, you're just a friend, just tell them what you're doing. Because a lot of times we're on our phone for a really legitimate reason. I got to respond to this email in a few minutes. I just want to do this so I can get this off my mind. I don't want to forget for later. But if you at least tell them what you're doing, listen, I just got to respond to this text. I'll just be a second. Now, at the very least, you've included them. And they can go, okay, he's not going to be on it forever. He says, he's not mad at me. Because the key is you don't want that person that you're with to feel unimportant. And that's what you want to avoid with the use of your cell phone. So that's one tip that I find if you do that, it makes a big difference in how people act. What do you think about that?
That's really smart. You know, Arnold, I think that's true. And I think we can all relate to that when we just explain to somebody what we're doing. I mean, I have a tendency of not explaining things and thinking I already did. So, like, people can get in the car with me. We'll be driving half an hour down the road. And finally somebody will say, hey, just by question, where are we going? and I don't realize that I haven't even said anything. I mean, nice people that they just stick in the car with me and they just let it go wherever. But you're right. It's like we have that tendency of we don't explain it. We don't explain the what's important about it, why we're having to take it now, you know, what's the reason for it. And I think you're right, because if people know, hey, this is really important, it's a vendor I'm dealing with, or it's this, or it's the radio station, or something's going on, I got to take care of it, but I'm going to be off this phone in XYZ time. I think that's a powerful idea, and I think we can all learn from that. What's another technique that people can use to help, connect with their loved ones, but also to still, you know, use the phone, but also something else they can do to help kind of mitigate that situation?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm addicted to my phone. I use it all the time, too. So there's definitely times when I mess up and I see that kind of look on my wife's face where she's like, you know, not happy with me because I brought it, you know, into our you know, whatever in the conversation. I looked at it and they're like, oh, man, I did it. And so I think the key is you want to make up for it. Like you want to recognize that, oh yeah, I did actually do something to my partner that was not nice. Like I made them feel unimportant. And so you want to take responsibility for that. It's like, oh yeah, hey, sorry about that. And you want to make up for it. And this is where like practicing the connection habits really comes in. Like, you know, talk about something successful, you know, give them a compliment, go and give them a hug. You know, I mean, remember, you got 5 positive interactions you got to do to make up for that one little snub you did. So take a moment and really, you know, make up for it and reestablish that connection and make sure they feel important.
Powerful stuff. You know, I think that's so important. It's all about reassurance, right? I mean, everybody wants attention. Everybody wants attention. Everybody wants to know that the person they're with cares about them and feels about it. And I think, you know, Reggie, you spoke about something earlier about how, you know, sometimes when you're interacting with people, they're on the phone, but you're, you know, you're at a dinner and all you want to do is like, you know, give them a hug or a pat on the back. And it's like, you know, a lot of times, you know, being on that phone is interfering from actual personal touch or even personal communication.
And the personal interpersonal communication as well as, what do they call it? When you're communicating with someone but you're not using your voice, body communication,
body language.
Body language. That is even more important than what we say. It's important that we actually acknowledge the other human being, and that they're important to us, and that the time we're spending with them is important. Giving them respect, cherishing the fact that they are willing to spend some of their life, invest some of their life with us. That is more important. We tend to forget that, or we tend to, I'm sure Arnold will maybe agree with this, we tend to subvert that, thinking that other things are more important. And then we wanted to, go ahead, Arnold.
Oh, no, I was going to say, that's so true. And oftentimes it's not intentional. Like, it's just literally it's a non-conscious thing that we do. And so, I mean, we just have that habit, like that's an addiction. That means that we just do it without even thinking about it. So the last tip I just want to say is you've got to create some, like, cell phone free times in your relationships. You're like, whether it be a space, like never bring it to the dinner table, or if you go on a date, it just stays in your pocket. Because literally, I mean, our brains are just so wired to check it all the time. It's nearly impossible to resist that impulse if you're in that addicted state that Ashley and I are in. So take some time and make sure you just, like, put it aside, right?
I know. It's so hard, too. You know, you get in that state of mind where it's like you just – it's almost like getting the treat. You know, it's almost like pushing the button, getting the treat. You get the treat, you know, like when you get the phone, you're like, it's like ding, 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 or the sound. You know, it's almost like, you know, when you go to the ATM machine to get cash, now it sounds like you've won, you know, you've won something. You like, you feel like you've won, like, the lottery or something, you know. And it's like, it's your own money that you worked really hard to get. However, you know, it's the same thing with the phone. It's almost like we're getting this reward. We have to turn that around, and it's almost like letting go of an addiction because it can be really hard. But you're right. It's like putting that phone away, maybe not necessarily in your pocket for you men out there because, you know, if you are wanting to have children, maybe not something you want to do. But, yeah, you're right, like turning it off or you know, trying to leave it in the car or doing what you're – I think that's a great idea. I mean, I think that's great. Any lasting thoughts, though, for any of them out there, for folks that are listening that are saying, hey, you know what, Arnold, I agree with you, but, you know, what is it that you can do to just jump that hump? What is it that we can do to start actually interacting that way and actually putting that in the forefront of our mind?
Well, you know, the cell phone's a tool, and at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you tool. I mean, I built an app for the cell phone, so I mean, I believe it's a useful tool in our lives, and so you want to make sure the tool's working for you. I mean, that's why I built an app, because the reality is, if our tools are helping us live the life we want, that's the key. So, you know, get some reminders from your phones to actually do the things that are important instead of distracting you from what's important.
So true. You know, and I think one of the things, too, that we want to realize is that a lot of us don't really realize the impact physically. We can understand the physiological, we can understand the mental, but we don't understand that physically this is impacting our life. I mean, when was the last time that you were on the phone for hours trying to take care of things and you had anxiety? You know, maybe you felt like you were overwhelmed. You had an increased level of stress. Okay, so these are real things that are happening. And they're linking all kinds of studies to this. And I think this is something interesting, too, because when we have this anxiety and this stress and we bring this into our relationships, the people in our relationships are getting kind of like crumbs. I mean, they're not really getting us, right? Arnold, they're getting crumbs.
Oh, yeah, it's so true. And, you know, when you can really be, like Reggie said, when you can really be present with the people in your life, that is the gift. And, you know, think about all the time, and the average 3.5 hours a day on your phone. Like, it can be a crazy amount of time you spend on your phone. And if you invested that in your relationship or in your business, it's amazing the amount of things that you could accomplish. But really being present with your people in your life, that instantly reduces your stress. It can reduce their stress as well. And it makes your life way more fulfilling, and it makes you way happier.
So true. And I think also the big deal is, too, is that we all need to realize our limitations and our issues. So a lot of us might be suffering with ADD, attention deficit disorder, you know, attention deficit hyper disorder, right? And none of that gets exacerbated by this. So we have to realize that the constant stream of messages and information from our smartphone can actually overwhelm our brain and make it impossible to focus attention on any one thing, especially a person, for more than just a few minutes without feeling compelled to move on to something else. Because think about it, between the phone, the calls, the text, the news. What about the news? The news is coming in all the time, like this happened, or, you know, Donald Trump did this just now, or so-and-so did that right now. And all these things are happening at one time. We have to be aware of that. And I think that's something that's so powerful to understand how that impacts us. Lasting thoughts, Arnold, for our listeners today.
You know, in our lives, if we look at our best selves, we want to make sure that we're putting our relationships first. You know, you take a step back and look at your life from, 10,000 feet, and you're going to realize that the relationships in your life are what is going to make a difference for you. And so when you come back down to the micro and those little habits you're doing each day, make sure you are making what's important important. And that's kind of the key to a life of satisfaction and happiness. I think they all agree with that.
Powerful stuff. I look forward to seeing you back next week on Live Your True Life Perspectives. And if y'all are interested in checking out the Connection app, which is actually a part of technology, right? But it's actually there to help you reconnect and get the passion and the relationship and getting that love back in your relationship. Just go to AshleyBurgess.com. Right there, you just scroll down, see the Connection app banner. Click on that banner, and you can check out exactly what the Connection app does. This was invented by Arnold to help us to actually co-create lasting relationships. Very powerful. Look forward to seeing you next week in the studio, Arnold.
Thanks, Ashley. See you next week.
So check that out. Also, don't forget to go online and check out. Go to AshleyBurgess.com. Go to the radio show page and click on that. And you click on Reggie Harvey. You'll see Reggie Harvey. You can click through that and you'll get to ReggieHarvey.net. When you get there, I want you to check out Reggie's newest book, The Anatomy of a Patient. Reggie is going through the process of awaiting a transplant. And it talks about his entire walk through that journey, understanding the situation and being able to understand it and digest it. And he helps other people going through that, or family members or friends, to be able to understand that too. So check out, go to ReggieHarvey.net. When we return, we'll be talking lasting thoughts on our addiction to cell phone addiction, smartphone addiction, what you can do about it, and, you know, how you can just keep it in your mind so that you know that this is a real thing, because sometimes we can feel like we're losing it, but it really is our phone. And I know some of you love your phone. So I do too. So we'll figure that out, and we'll have some more lasting thoughts, too. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in 2 weeks.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Hey, we're talking here live about cell phone, smartphone addiction, and how it has probably impacted your life on many levels. I know it impacts my life. I mean, I'm not always on it because I work really hard, but I'm on it a lot. And I'm texting, or I'm emailing, or, you know, and I don't know about you, but then now we have those news things that show up. Boom, boom, boom. And we're like, oh no, this happened in the Amazon. Oh no, this happened with this, you know. Oh no, there's trade issues with China. And then you go back and you got someone else texting you about something else, or somebody running late for an appointment. Then you got a phone call from your mom. Whatever's going on, it's constant. Okay. And this is real. This is real stuff. Don't miss later on here on USA Radio Network all the shows coming up in the lineup. Also, don't miss later on throughout the weekend NASCAR as well. So stay tuned. You don't want to leave. We got a lot more great programming coming up. But, you know, when we're talking about the concept of smartphone addiction and we're talking about the issues that we have, we talked about the issues. We talked about the withdrawal. We know about that. So what can we do to offset that? Well, one thing we can do is just to understand that it exists. The second thing is that we can do as much as we can. And I want to give you an example real quick. When you want to go to the gym, and I have clients that go, oh, I haven't worked out in a year. And then I say, okay, well, keep it slow. Slow it down. Slow it down. If you're going to go to the gym, I want you to go twice in a week, and I want you to go for 30 minutes each time. I'm not asking you to go past Thunderdome here. I'm just asking you to start. Because what happens is people go crazy. They jump in it. They get hurt. Bam. They're out of the gym 6 weeks down. They're feeling more depressed. So the same thing is with cell phone addiction. I'm not saying, hey, go home right now, put your cell phone in a safe, and run away from it. That's going to cause you a lot of withdrawals. I'm talking about maybe just being aware of maybe turning it on airport mode, maybe when you get home from work, maybe one day this coming week, maybe this weekend. You know, just maybe thinking about how much time and maybe putting an app on your phone that shows you how much time you've been on the phone. What do you think about that, Reggie? Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I do. Sometimes just simply telling yourself, all right, for the next 30 minutes, this is only going to be used for emergency purposes. So that you give yourself permission to engage in the other activity and give it your full attention. I don't have children, but I would imagine that that would be especially important to a child, just like your pet. When you come home, you know, the pet's been waiting for you all day long. And they want to spend some time with you. Now, they might only spend 2 or 3 minutes, but they want to know that you're available. You're accessible during that period of time until they're satisfied and feel comfortable.
So they feel good about it because you've got to give them attention. You know, they actually have an app, and I don't know what the name of it is. I'll put it online when I figure it out. But it actually has a plant that grows. So when you put your phone on a certain app, the plant grows, right, while you're not on the phone. But when you actually touch that to use the phone, to text, to call, all that kind of stuff, it kills the plant. Okay, so think about that. If you're a plant lover, you don't want to kill plants. I mean, what kind of thing is this? You don't want to be a killer. I mean, I think those types of things work, and I think just monitoring our time, but not going gung-ho. I'm just saying slowly but surely wins the race, right?
Yeah, slow it down. Just sometimes, you know, the old adage, less is more. And actually, respect yourself. Give yourself your life back.
Exactly.
And a lot of times the most powerful tool we have to accomplish that is to do nothing, to just stop the behavior that we've been addicted to.
So, and see, that's the thing, is that just being able to say, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. You know, it's like we should have a group called, you know, an addiction, a cell phone addiction. I'd be like, hey, I'm Ashley, and I have an addiction to my smartphone. They'd be like, hey, Ashley, you know what I'm saying? But we should all sit there and look at it and say, hey, how much am I really addicted? What can I do to kind of be more present? Okay, and I'm not saying you got to listen to your wife talk for freaking 5 hours at a time. That's not what we're recommending here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. But I'm saying spending quality time. So if y'all spending, you're having dinner, if you want to, just start putting that phone up. Just put it in another room for an hour. Okay, if you go out to dinner, I'm not recommending sticking it in your phone. I mean, in your car, but you know, maybe turning it off, putting it on airport mode. I think that works out perfect.
Yeah, any little thing that you do, it's not about, you can't make a mistake.
You can't make a mistake.
You cannot make a mistake. And sometimes we're always so worried about doing something wrong or missing something, rather than if you make yourself available to the world, to the universe, then the universe will come to you.
That's powerful stuff. Very true. And you know what? We have a show coming up next week for you. Don't miss us here on USA Radio Network. We'll be talking about more things that are important to you. For more information about Reggie, Arnold, myself, and the Live Your True Life family, go to Ashley Burgess, BERGES.com. Ashley, BERGES.com. Don't miss the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube for all these types of videos that we cover, all kinds of psychological self-help and how-tos. Just go to Ashley Burgess, search YouTube, put in Ashley, BERGES. You'll find all kinds of content that you can watch and listen to. We have a great show for you next week. Don't miss the rest of USA Radio Network's awesome programming. Don't miss NASCAR. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, we'll be back this time. You know it. We'll be back this time in 3 shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers, sell your work, and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.